Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.
Welcome to this week's edition of Business Matters.
This remains one of the toughest processes around. I need you to create a virtual escape room.
I don't think that's breadcrumbs.
You've been using crumble
and the fish cake.
Are you kidding?
Every second job!
You lost me money.
Sorry, guys. Shush. Just tell the truth.
Time to talk business. You're fired.
Well, by her own admission, Wexford woman Maura Ratt was just finding her mojo on the current series of The Apprentice when a TV shopping task put her off air and out of the running to become Lord Sugar's next business partner. Maura joins us now to tell us about her experience on the hit show and to reveal what's next for her business, Yoga with Maura. Maura, you reached the final eight of this year's series of The Apprentice on the BBC, but what inspired you to take part?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on. Well, it was just an idea I got. I've been trying to get investment for Yoga with Maura, and I just started on that journey last year. And while I started to kind of research into getting investment for a company, the Apprentice ads popped up. And I just said, you know what? I'm going to give this a go. To be honest, I wasn't really thinking of the TV show. I was more thinking of the investment. And that was kind of, I suppose, the inspiration or the idea behind it.
And of course, last week, viewers saw Lord Sugar point his finger at you and utter the famous words, "You're fired." But having completed 9 tasks, how would you describe your experience on the programme?
It was a real roller coaster. You know, I have to say, overall, I really did enjoy it and I learned a lot, but it was so testing. I think that people don't realise that you are away from your family and friends. You've no phone, no contact. Over the 8 weeks I was away filming, I think I had 4 10-minute calls to my husband. That was it. And you've no contact with the outside world. You don't know what day it is, what time it is. And you're in this kind of really stressful environment. And the whole idea for this is Lord Sugar wants to see what people work like under pressure. So I just gave it my all. And I was just myself throughout the whole thing. And at times now, I really did miss my yoga practice because that's what I've done every day for the last 12 years. And I wasn't able to do that while I was there, only on down days. So it was really hard, but you know what? I just felt like I was finding my mojo and I was really finding myself. And I had 2 wins, week 7 as a project manager. Week 8, I felt like I pushed the team for a win. And then week 9, it was a little wrong move and he was like, "You're fired."
And it was the TV shopping channel task that led to your exit from the process. Why do you think that particular task resulted in you being fired?
I think I had too much passion. Well, I'll tell you a little behind the scenes. I actually don't drink coffee, right? And that day we had been up since 3:30 in the morning. I was wrecked. And one of the guys on The Apprentice as well, Paul, was like, "Maura, have a mocha. Have just a light coffee." I had 2 cups of coffee before I went in to sell live on TV. So maybe this was something to do with why my energy was really high. I'm very sensitive to caffeine. And, you know, I just tried to give it my all. So it wasn't good enough. He said I was too erratic. But to be honest, I still made the sales, even with the energy, but it wasn't right.
And tell me, what was the biggest challenge that you faced during the entire process?
Probably the biggest challenge was not being able to do my yoga. And people were like, "What do you mean you couldn't do your yoga?" So we had no phone or no alarm. They would wake us up with cameras every morning. So I had no, like, it was waking up at like from 3:45 to 4 a.m. And usually every day I get up and I do 30 minutes of yoga myself before I teach a couple of classes. So I wasn't able to do that. I could do it late at night. But for me, I need to start my day with movement, with yoga, with time to myself. And maybe that was the hardest thing, being away, not being able to do that.
And you mentioned earlier that you learnt a lot in the process. Was that about yourself or about business?
Probably don't see it all, but like in the 9 weeks, you're basically given 9 mini businesses to try and survive, try to kind of, tasks are basically tests in different types of businesses. So from branding, from marketing, from standing in front of a camera, like I suppose learned lots of different mini skills. Yeah, maybe I learned a little bit about business and also about myself. You know, I am probably more resilient than I realized.
And what did you learn from Lord Sugar, or indeed any of the other candidates that were involved?
Well, I'm not sure I learned much from Lord Sugar, to be honest. Like, we didn't have much contact with him. Like, he would just be quite blunt. What you see is what you get. And, you know, I suppose that's who he is, and that's what you see on the TV. But I definitely learned from there's so much different cultures, which was amazing. You know, in the house, we had a few people that were Muslim, people that were Sikh, people that were Nigerian. And it was amazing that side to live with, you know, people from all around like that, and kind of learn about that. So maybe that was what I learned about different cultures, different lifestyles. And it was really interesting that the few people that were Sikh and were Punjabi, they actually have quite a similar cultural to Ireland, which was quite nice as well.
And of course, your own business, Yoga with Maura. Is there anything, I suppose, immediately that you can take from the process that you can implement in that business today?
Definitely. Well, there's a few things now. One thing was that, you know, there's definitely more hours in the day than I realised. In TV land, you're filming from 4 a.m. till 10 p.m. I didn't know that I could work more hours than I realised. I don't know if that's a healthy habit that I'll take back. But definitely, I suppose, having a team. I don't have a team at the moment. It's just myself on a one-woman band. But when you have different opinions, there's definitely, your business can really grow from that. So I definitely, going forward, I have been kind of, you know, looking at expanding my team, getting different ideas from other people. You know, when you have a good team behind you, you can do a lot with that. So I've learned that.
Well, if you've just tuned in, I'm joined by Maura Rat, the former apprentice candidate and owner of Yoga with Maura. Where did the idea for your own business come from?
It was really from a passion. So yoga, I fell in love with yoga in New Zealand in around 2011, 2012. And I worked a corporate job at the time. And then I found myself just going to more and more yoga classes. And that's where I was kind of having my release. And fast forward to 2017, I headed to India and I decided to be a yoga teacher. But didn't really think of the business side. But then when I came back, and after a year of kind of teaching lots and trying to find my feet, I realized, yeah, I can make a business out of this. And it's not just a business that can help people, you know, possibly even change people's lives and help them have a little de-stress. So that's where it all came about.
So talk to us about the services which you offer and how it differs from other yoga classes on the market.
Yeah, so my yoga classes, I have an online yoga studio and I teach online every day, and my classes are live. So you join via Zoom, you're part of a community online, you know, you're doing it at the same time as me, you're doing it with other people at home. And my classes, they're a vinyasa style, which is an energetic style of yoga, but I also put like a contemporary kind of mix. So it really focuses on different muscle groups. Sometimes, you know, we'll focus on building strength in our hips, our hamstrings. And I really feel that my yoga classes are relatable to everybody. It's not about getting the splits. Sometimes we'll work towards that, but it's about you looking after yourself, injury prevention, and, you know, getting longevity out of your body.
And how would you describe your own client portfolio?
Yeah, so like I would say, like, to be honest, this might sound really broad, but like I have people that are, you know, 18, 19 with me. I also have my dad who's 66 years young. I have, you know, ladies in their 70s coming on retreats out in Greece. I also have people in their 30s my age. So it's really broad. At the moment, it probably is 90% women and a very small percentage of men. But maybe that'll change soon. More men in Ireland start to feel the benefits.
What's the revenue model that underpins the business?
Yeah, so basically, you know, there's a few different revenue kind of streams. Like I have my yoga retreats, which definitely is one. I also have a monthly subscription with the online studio. And it kind of goes from there. I also do corporate yoga for business as well. So there is a few different revenue streams, which I think can be funny to talk about with yoga. Yoga isn't about money. It's about, you know, looking after your body and union. So I always try and give back. As well as running a business, I do free community events once a month as well.
And of course, with the business being online, does that give you the potential to expand it not just nationally but also into the UK with the profile that you've garnered through The Apprentice?
That's it. I mean, I'm hoping to go bigger than the UK, to be honest. At the moment, I do have some clients in Canada, Australia, you know, around. But most of my clients are actually Irish people that live abroad and they feel like they get a little bit of home, you know, a Wexford girl teaching them yoga online. So the goal and the reason for the investment is to take my online studio global, as you've said, yeah.
And has your appearance on The Apprentice increased the demand for your services?
Definitely, it's definitely brought more business, which I didn't really expect that. You know, it's been great. You know, definitely more people are interested in my yoga retreats and my classes. So overall, even though I didn't get the investment, it definitely has helped.
If you had been selected as the winner of The Apprentice, how would you have used $250,000?
When you get the $250,000, don't just get the cash in your account the next day. You also get, you know, connections to Alan Sugar's business people. So I would have been pushing to get, like, you know, a really good marketing team, focusing on just expansion, getting people to work, you know, alongside me, and just, I suppose, putting the investment into getting yoga more global. And I suppose that would be, a lot of that would be in marketing.
How do you plan to achieve your growth goals for the business through the marketing?
Yeah, so right now, I have to say, I'm so grateful for social media. You know, I started my social media account in 2017, 2018, and I have to say, I would say 90% of my business comes from that. So the focus now, and is just trying to keep focusing on the social media. That being said, it's funny, I teach in yoga classes. All that stuff is my joy, my passion, and social media always seems to be the last on the list.
As you said at the very beginning, one of the reasons that you went on The Apprentice was with a view to seeking investment. Are you still interested in seeking that investment? And if so, what path are you going to follow to secure it?
100%. I'm definitely still seeking investment. So right now, I'm focusing on building a LinkedIn profile, which I really didn't think would be somewhere I would go for a wellness business, but it seems to be a place to go that is good to kind of reach people and potential, you know, angel investors. So the goal now will be to get more on LinkedIn and then start reaching out to people that I might know, or if anybody is listening might know an investor, I would love to chat.
And of course, we often see former apprentice candidates on reality shows such as Dancing with the Stars or Celebrity Big Brother. Is this something that would be of interest to you going forward?
Definitely neither of those. No. Unless it was a yoga TV show. Maybe a bit of yoga. I'd be happy to do if it was something to do with health and wellness, but not Big Brother or that dancing. Too lefty.
And Maura, finally, for anyone listening this morning that has aspirations to become Lord Sugar's next apprentice, what advice have you got for them?
Just be yourself. You know, he sees through people. The interview process is about 4 months long, and I just went and I never changed who I was. I was just me, you know, put my foot forward. And I think if you are that, he connects with that. And that's what kind of got me true to how far I got.
Well, if you've just tuned in, that was Maura Rat from Yoga with Maura. And I hope the platform that she has gained through The Apprentice will assist her with achieving her growth goals.
Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.